All right, cool, cool. You're here for the episode 84, I believe. I don't know. Been drinking. But yeah, obviously, we're talking about a few things. I don't know. Talking about friends owing friends money. How you going to get that back? You know, I kind of showed myself being out of creep. I said that I was shooting a few jumpers that shouldn't be shot. You know what I mean? Sometimes with women, you know,
we're shooting from the halfway line.
Yeah. But obviously, we've got Atlas here. Mr. Inches.
Fuck. Can we name him that?
Yeah.
No, because I've got my name that you lot made for me involuntarily. Can we do that for him?
Mr. Inches.
Can we do that for him?
That is come. Insane.
And we've got Cheeksy Chino over here. Hey, Chino has What's made up? It 3 episodes in a row.
When the listen, you lot told me. You lot told me I need to be around more, yeah. I've been breaking my back for you lot, man.
Nigga, I'm gonna break your back later, but
yo,
then we got Magic Mo.
Magic Mo,
I'm crazy.
Like, I got like Gary Glitter, bro. Wasn't it? Magic Mo. That's
Magic
crazy.
Mo is in the bill.
Magic Mo is so crazy. Magic Mo.
Magic Mo is hilarious. That is hilarious.
As you can tell, we've been drinking the finest straight from yard. Probably hasn't even got a name, but
it's Lion Rum now.
Jamaican Lion.
Just something like that, bro.
Jar Rastafari.
Am I right?
Are you alright?
Have you see Aki and Pawpaw where you
Aki and who?
Aki and Pawpaw.
Why are you watching them? Why do you know who they are?
My niggas are Nigerian.
Two funniest niggas ever. Like, yeah. Two funniest niggas
ever. Even he's got the guitar.
I said, Jah Rastafari.
Shout out my niggas, man. Aye. But now, yeah.
It's a long intro, man. Bring it home, man.
Bring it home.
Edit it, innit? Edit it.
But now, man, shout out to... Oh, Ed came at the end. So if you want to see some craziness... Ed was in crazy. Sounded like he took his ADHD tablets today. But, you know.
Let's get it, man.
But yeah, now, man. Thank you for joining us at the start. And hopefully you enjoy the episode.
I'm poor while sitting down, nigga. Why are you using the N-word for, bro?
Sorry. I need to stop using that.
Why? I like it, to be honest. I'd rather like it.
Yeah, it's true.
Part of my repertoire now, man.
Excuse me?
Part of my repertoire.
You use big words on this podcast?
Repertoire is a word we all use, brother.
Repertoire is not a big
word. Alex don't know that.
You've used repertoire many times.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a big word, I just said.
Yeah. So, yeah, come on, man.
It's not a big word.
What does it mean?
Like your bag.
Nah, you can't give it some nigga.
Well, that's what it's
saying. Your bag. Your bag.
Yeah.
Now, give me the definition.
You ain't got that in your locker. You ain't got that in your locker.
Like my man ain't got that finish in his locker.
No, you get me? I'm saying.
Declan Rice ain't got that ping in his locker.
What I'm saying is, yeah, niggas use words that they really don't know what they mean, but they know how to put in sentences.
In context.
No, but even if you were to search the word, the meaning of that word, yeah, it would still surmise.
My thing is this, is that if as long as you're not misusing the word, it don't matter how you define it, as long as you're not misusing it.
It's fine.
I'm saying, but niggas are stupid. They really knew what it meant.
No, we do.
Wait one second, before we continue, yeah?
Yeah.
Girl, your virginity.
What?
What is going on here?
You know
what
it. Girl, your virginity.
Wait, what's going on?
Grandma's talking about I'm going to propose. Girl, your virginity.
I love it, bro. I finish,
man.
Ayo.
Oh, you're Knicks, by the way. Oh,
girl,
yeah.
Girl, your virginity.
What, bro?
All right, free vibes.
Yeah, free him right now.
Why am I?
Probably not. But
what did I do?
Probably not.
Yeah, Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We were recording the whole time.
Who should I call if the other guys...
Probably.
Come. All right, so let's...
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. Oh, man. Oh, God. Just Chino.
God damn.
I hate Chino, man.
I feel like... What are we saying though, man? No, it's been a while. Excuse my voice. I'm coming down with something. Nah, not that.
That's how the deep voice said. Excuse my voice. Man.
Nah. It's man's ill, bruv. Not ill, innit? I'm not contagious.
A little herpes. Little herpes symptoms.
don't joke with that.
No.
I can't
true.
Lie. I'm going to be real. I've not had either one, but give me the clap of a herpes.
Yeah, 100%. We all understand.
Been around the bad boys crib, huh?
Nah, chill. Like, you see that herpes? Oh my God. You get herpes, you're pissed.
Yeah, it never goes.
You're pissed, bro.
It never goes away.
Oh, wait. Ain't herpes like a cold sore as well?
Yeah, but it never really goes away, though.
Yeah,
it never really
goes it's not away. Like there's different levels.
I'll never forget when I thought I had herpes.
Mm.
Like, bro.
Well, like the...
It was a razor bump. It was a razor bump. I was in the clinic crying, like, I was like, proper but embarrassed. Downstairs. And like, she had to pull, you know, when they pull down your trousers when they're in clinic to see.
She?
Yeah,
pulled it down.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then I was like, room's cold and shit. missing inches. Like, it's not the perfect time to, you know, back out your meat, but like, she wasn't, it was like a grown woman. Like, I felt safe when I was like 18, 19. It was like, kind of, like your auntie looking at,
Jesus, you're this auntie thing, man.
No, no, but she was like an auntie figure. Like, it wasn't.
This is why I can't be coming on the podcast during Ramadan,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, no, but yeah. Have you seen your drink, bro? What I'm trying to say is she was like a senior. Like, it wasn't embarrassing, like, in the sense as a bad bee just pulled out my trousers.
Yeah, okay.
My bad.
I'm gonna just be real. Lisa Ann's 50.
What? Is she?
Ain't she dead?
Don't say, is she?
What?
She come looks, on, man.
She's older than 50.
She's been around for a while.
She looks older than 50, though.
Oh, older. Yeah. She's been around for.
She looks older than 50 still.
In case we meet. You know what? Yeah, sorry.
Ain't she in jail?
For what? Nicked. I don't know if she's
in jail. She was in jail. Yeah.
Are you nicking Lisa Ann?
What'd she do?
Where's your respect?
War hero, you know? Can you imagine?
That's a war hero.
Laying her body down on the line for.
But you know the ones, yeah?
Decorated, bro.
You know the ones, yeah, where you give her that respect when you nick her and there's bare paparazzi outside. So you like cover the handcuffs.
Yeah.
You give her that kind
of. You gotta be respectful. You gotta be respectful.
You don't just nick her in broad daylight.
You gotta be respectful, bro.
Cool. I'm gonna let you put your clothes on and shit. Like,
bro, you gotta go.
Come with me, babe. I mean, not babe.
Not babe.
Babe, I'm so sorry.
I'm a big fan. Sorry.
You're so funny.
Big fan.
hey, Lisa, yeah, big fan.
Now turn around.
Oh my days. You lot are intense. What are we saying, though?
What are we saying? New studio, man.
I think it looks alright, you know.
I don't know if it's going to be the permanent one. It's a discussion to be had. But yeah, I like it.
Where's Ludo today as well?
Ludo just said not available. I was like,
fair play.
You know the ones, I think you said it.
Whenever we invite Ludo somewhere that's not like Shoreditch,
it's like,
you'd rather try to set me up.
Yeah. What do you think this is, bro?
You keep calling this nigga name.
It was one of them ones, yeah, where you know when you invite a nigga out and they say, not coming, and someone says, why? Like, I'm not coming. I didn't want to be like, what you got going on and try. Someone says no, I'm not the person to be like.
You know what? I think that comes with age as well, though. Like, you know, when you're younger, you just want to be like engaged a little bit. But now it's just like, you know what, you got shit going on.
Bro, like even with you lot, bro, like invited me out to do something. I was like, I'm not coming. Like, why? I said, don't want to do it.
Don't care.
It's one of them ones where as soon as a guy says that, done.
Yeah.
Like, that's conversation over.
Yeah.
But as I said. I know. But yeah,
Uncle Eddie, I'm sorry, I'm drinking juice. It's got sugar in it.
This is fucking shit.
The fuck?
Fuck is.
What?
There'll only be one more left.
Wake up!
Oh, yeah, I should have been here.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I should probably want to be
at time. Oh, yeah, yeah. But,
well, you might say, I feel like I haven't seen a man of entire. I've seen Chino kind of recently. I ain't seen Alex in time.
Yeah.
You see him?
Oh, you and Chino had sneaky link ups.
Nigga, we recorded.
You know, we was in there last episode.
No, the episode before that is when I saw Chino. I've not seen you since episode before. Yeah. No, even episode before that, I couldn't make it.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I've not seen you in time.
Yeah, bro.
Last time I saw you, I'm sorry we had Ash on the podcast.
Nah, can't be. No, me, you and Ludo done one.
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
I've been away for a month.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's March.
That's
the most Nigerian thing ever, you know.
It's first of March, I'm locking in. Like, to obviously, what? The first 2 months were trial run. Now, I've got my pattern right. Came back from Jamaica and I've got the codes. I've got the codes now, so.
Oh, word. What did the man with the bongo say to you, bro?
What
did
he
say?
Bro, he was just saying.
What did he say?
I said the man with the bongo.
What was he saying? No, what was he saying, man?
He was just saying, slow down because you can't see everything when you're moving too fast.
Facts.
I said, rah.
To be fair, that's actually some good shit. I might be smart shit. You said this whole podcast, bro.
Bro, sometimes in Jamaica, bro, everything's slow. And I was like, okay, first week is trying to adjust. And second week, third week, bro, I'm more proactive than ever. Like, I'm at yard, but even though, like, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., I'm logging onto my laptop, got these meetings, I'm just like, woo! I had one meeting, it's like, oh, what time is it over there? I said, 5 a.m. I was like, still like, oh, why didn't you want to do it later? And I was like, can't lie, I said 10 a.m., I meant 10 a.m. my time. and then everything got messed up.
I'm crying.
Up at 5
they thought you were locked in, bro.
They thought you were locked in.
They thought you
were
there.
Yeah, because,
yeah,
okay.
But yeah, right. But yeah, as I said, people think I was out in Jamaica having the time of my life. Bro, I just go there, chill out to my yard, and then wake up.
But to be honest, you're one of those guys that like, you could go to Barbados or something and not do anything the whole time you're there, just chilling inside.
100%.
Well, you look like that as well. If you go, if you go like to a different destination,
yeah.
Would you want to do activities like go explore, see shit, or you're just inside?
If I'm there for 2 weeks,
you'll eventually.
I'll spend like 3 days doing the exploring thing.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it.
Right, cool. So, you see like, if I'm on a holiday for like 3 days,
yeah.
I'll get busy straight away as soon as I land. If I've got a week, I'm going to take two days just to get into the motion.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the next 2 days, I'm going to do all the tourist stuff that I don't like. Then that leaves 3 days left. I'm relaxing.
Okay, but let's say it's a vacation, though.
Do you not remember? No, vacation's different. She's going to make you do everything. That's different.
She's got her itinerary.
You don't have a choice in that. That's true. Brother. And the fact you asked that question, you're naive.
I've never been on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. You're naive.
Any girls out there?
What I will say is that, like, bro, at the end of the day, we live in London, innit? London moves mad fast.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm always on the go. Like, gee, I've been at the crib. What time is it now? I've been at the crib since 10 o'clock.
I'm at
spend about £100.
I've been at the crib since 10 o'clock. So I'm going to go on holiday and spend my whole holiday on the go. Gee, let me chill. Let me get a cocktail.
I hear it. That's a holiday still. I hear it.
Like for today, today's my first day back, and woke up at 6 to link Moses at like 8. I have to get ready and stuff.
As in 6 a.m.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Woke up, and then it was always on the go. Then got back. And I got back home, and I was like, oh, shit, I've only got, like, 2-3 hours to chill.
Relax before coming out.
And then just going about doing some little things, getting some, like, shopping. I got back, and I was just like, rah, everything's so fast-paced. Even when I got back, I was like, shit, I need to have a shower, da-da-da-da-da-da. Putting on my socks in a mad rush. Bro, I swear to you, when I was in Jamaica, I used to do all that, I could cream in between my toes, even get good today.
I think you don't realize how quick time goes by as well. You'll be balling off and you're like, all right, cool, I got to meet such and such at this time. I got time. You blink, you pick your phone up, and now you got to meet them in 10 minutes.
Finish.
But you're still in your boxes.
Facts.
That's what happened today, to be honest.
No, wait. This is something I need to bring up.
Just before you go, I was going to say, because I didn't go abroad for a while.
Mm.
It was a long time I didn't go on a holiday. I used to city hop and that, but I never went abroad for a long time. And I forgot how slow life is, in a good way, how slow life is abroad compared to London. So, for instance, when I've gone to Albania last summer, everyone's just chilling, walking,
smoking coffees,
balling. Same thing when I went to Lisbon. It's just people are just balling off.
Easy way of life.
This is the way life should be. Okay, maybe not every day. You do have to work. You do have to get your bread. But at the same time, life doesn't have to be 100 miles an hour.
Do you know what it is with us? I feel like as we're young... You see the weekends, they're not really weekends.
They're not. Where to Nico? Weekend done. It's Friday evening. Weekend's done.
As soon as Saturday's gone, Sunday's pre-Monday, bro. Yeah. It's done. I'm sorry. It's finished.
Friday hits, and you're thinking, right, I got to iron a couple shirts for Monday. And
Friday's calas, bro. It's calas, bro.
It's like constant. So even when I went away, I was meant to go away for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And then my dad was like, last minute, he was like, I'm doing a month. And I was like, I can't really do much. But I don't like the whole thing going there for 2.5 weeks and I leave him.
Yeah.
Because it's an awkward journey. It's like 2 hours to Kingston. Mm. So he has to drop me to Kingston. It's like out of his way. So I was like, you're pushing it. Like a month. And he was like, just come. And I was like, do you know what? It's like a very rare time that me and my dad spend a month together. Like the past month. That nigga is my dad.
Yeah.
I hate my brother's dad anymore.
Yeah.
That nigga just is my dad. Yeah. Like when I go home, where's my dad? And he's like, our dad. No, nigga, my dad.
Yeah.
My dad.
That's the thing. One of my parents pissed me off. I'm like, yo, your mom. I was talking to my siblings. I'm like, yo, your mom.
Do you know
what your mom did?
Like, do you ever feel like I've got like main character syndrome when it comes to like my parents? Like, they are my parents.
I'm like that with my mom, my pops.
Nigga
cool.
He's like, but that's the thing. I always feel like my parents are mine.
I hear it. You have to.
At the same time, I know I'm not the favorite.
Who's the favorite?
My dad is my sister.
Yeah.
My mom doesn't have a favorite.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I know so. My mum doesn't fuck with anyone.
I hear it.
That's, like, I no, you met that's my really mom. Extreme, I hear it. Actually.
I hear it. On my life, my mum don't really be fucking with people like that.
I hear it.
You see at family functions?
We threw a birthday party
for her. And like at that crib, little barbecue, few family members up. I was there. She's like saying hi to everyone. Next hour, she's gone. I'm thinking, upstairs. Where's my mum?
At her own party.
Upstairs in the office, just she's locked in.
Yeah.
She's like, time to party? Word to that nigga on TikTok, he's like, I'm trying to run the party.
Went to that nigga. I've broken time. Midnight to 4 a.m. Over 2 weeks.
I can get six days in 24 hours. Yeah. I was like, what?
When you said that, all I was thinking of what Kobe said, man. Job's not finished.
Bro, Kobe my nigga, but allow it. Kobe my nigga, but allow it. Kobe's my nigga, rest in peace, but allow it, bro.
Allow what?
Allow all of that, job's not fit. You knew you won the series. You were like 2-0 up.
Yeah, you knew you won the
series, bro.
But you know
and all this, and all this like shooting jump shots with your left hand because your right hand's broken, my nigga. Go home and rest.
you know the Kobe antics got a bit too crazy. Even with him, yeah, if you watch it, yeah, he's like, job's not finished. And he wants to bust a smile badly. We know the job's finished.
We know it's finished. We knew you won.
I do hate it when people try to use Kobe as an example. And I'm just like...
No.
Do you know that nigga was insane?
If you actually studied his brain, he's not normal. Like, even Jordan, right, who people say was a psycho. The nigga used to gamble. Nigga used to drink.
Yeah.
Nigga retired twice.
Jordan.
It was like with Jordan, I get the sense that Jordan loved the game.
Yeah.
He kind of hated everything that came with it to an extent. I don't know. I'm wrong. But with Kobe, it was like if you cut Kobe's head open, it'd be a basketball.
It'd be
a basketball and written win.
My favorite Kobe moment is when. We're talking about Kobe in USA ball. And I can't remember the exact play, but with Paul Gasol. So then.
And they were teammates at the time.
Yeah. Then he was like to LeBron, like, he's going to come in the first screen, block it. I'm going to run through him.
Yeah.
What did he do? Bro, I've never seen something like that in NBA.
Yeah.
It was, and Gasol, big boy.
Yeah, big body.
You just see doof. And I was like, okay, this guy is clinically insane.
He just can switch his break. Like, he can switch. He could flip.
I feel like Joy is. I feel like a lot of what Kobe did preach, you can take with you in everyday life.
Mm.
At the same time,
with a pinch of salt.
At the same time, bro, he was an absolute maniac. It made him as good as he was, but
there were some things. One is that don't never negotiate with yourself. That much is true.
Yeah,
I think that much is true.
Mm. Never negotiate.
When you give yourself things like go to sleep on time, go to sleep at this time, study at this time. Don't negotiate with yourself.
He said once you sign a deal with yourself, you can't go back on it.
Don't negotiate.
I'd be doing that all the time though.
But if you tell yourself like, all right, I'm going to gym every day, no drinking.
Just show up.
Going to sleep. 10 p.m. He's saying, don't negotiate. Just sign the deal.
Do it. And
I wish I could be like that nigga. I wish I could,
It's a good thing that he had results because, truth be told, objectively speaking, he was like early Kobe wasn't.
Do you know what? Yeah,
I'll be wrong. There's bare people that tried to do.
He wasn't like a good human being. I don't think.
But the thing is,
he was never a good person.
He was a good guy towards the end.
He was still onto them young niggas, bro. And the Lakers. Listen, Kobe.
Oh well, Kobe was the young niggas. He had
onto them young niggas towards the end, bro. Onto them young niggas.
When they said them niggas were celebrating on the bench, like when you think they're like the first win in ages.
Looking at them, like,
and he was like, "Damn, man,
big change, huh?"
But yeah, it's just all old niggas hating on new niggas. You know what I mean?
Old niggas hating on new niggas. Sad.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the agenda for today, though?
Agenda, you know, this is
it'd be freeballing. I mean, freestyling. Yeah,
this is pretty much the public episode. You niggas ain't getting structured.
There's no need for structure.
Yeah, if you want structure, subscribe to the Patreon. It's like two gyms.
I'll be so real. I haven't subscribed to it yet. To be fair,
my audience ain't my friends, man. Fuck out of here, man.
Nah, subscribe, nigga. Support.
Yeah. I'll definitely subscribe. There's only £2.
Someone's got to play for studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Ashley's tapped into the Patreon thing. It's so funny. He's like, niggas be calling his name and he'd be replying.
Sorry, I shouted. But it's so funny.
It's funny because I was like, who do you lot want on? Yeah. And I was surprised. About three niggas said Gem. I was like,
oh, so damn, you've not had Gem on in time.
Once, no? Like,
time ago.
Gem's the cool guy. Like, you can't really hate Gem except for one person.
Yeah.
There's one person on this world.
Is it who I think it is?
Oh, have you met her?
Akiza's concert.
Oh yeah!
I fuck with her.
That's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
She was meant to come.
I can't lie, you my nigga, but I might.
No, I hate this nigga. No, I swear to God,
I might sneak you.
No, bro, I hate Chino so much.
Do you know why it's annoying? Because if it fell, he'd act like it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, bro, and I thought it was me, and then he was like, "Bro, nigga, just stay still."
Just be moving and shit.
Bro, I hate when you do this shit. Like,
do what?
Like, just be you. Be a different person.
I suppose he said he's your favorite Nigerian.
Bro, go on. I hate Nigerians. Nigerian.
I appreciate it.
But yeah, as I was saying, yeah, she hates.
But she's cool people, though.
But she was meant to come on the pod. Yeah.
No, she's cool. She's cool.
Bro,
she's
mad cool peoples, and she has a right to hate Jem.
Yeah.
She has a
right. Off the back of what?
Yeah, I've heard the story.
Off the back of that, I went, hey.
Jem was wilding that day and saying, off the wall shit.
The maddest thing is, they have the same birthday, bro.
Oh, sure.
Same day.
It's like every time I wish Jem happy birthday, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, it's her birthday too. Like, they hate each other. Like,
I want to say Jem hates her.
So
I don't think Jem hates. I think Jem's just like Bob, isn't it?
No, Jem's just kind of thing. Like, why don't she like me? But yeah, like he said the most off the wall joke. Like, you know when you can joke about with your guy.
Yeah.
Certain things you can't say about certain people.
Jem, put Jem in any room, he's gonna be Jem.
Yeah, that's what I like.
You love that. You love guys that we always got that friend that says off the wall shit like hair. I'm that friend, but I don't go as far as Jem.
It's good that you're self-aware, man.
Yeah.
Have you not ever felt like changing yourself for a woman? Secure a woman?
Secure one?
Have you ever done it before?
No, as in like from the beginning in or while you're in
like, one. So you've met this girl, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You kick, you vibe. Mm-hmm. But she's like, let's say woke or something like that.
What do you know?
Pass a point.
Do you know why I don't like the word woke? Because fucking racist white people have basically
this
said
this is what
anything.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I've made the word woke. I don't like that word anymore.
I genuinely don't like it.
But what you know about asking a woman what kind of guys you into and then morphing into that guy that she says, oh, you like cool, calm and collective. Mm.
Cool. You like mysterious, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna be that whole time you're that nigga that be winding out, punching walls.
Cool, calm, collective.
Yeah. I can't lie, like, I've got to age now, I just think to myself, like, there's more to life than trying to.
Yeah, because it's not worth it, bro. It's not worth the effort.
Long, bro.
I tell you the truth, like, there's some women that, like, say if I was talking to them, I try and be myself like I was on medication. So, like, I'm just normal.
What the fuck is going
on? No, I'm being serious. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I try and be as normal as possible. If I'm myself on the first link, I'm wiling the same all these jokes.
Like, oh yeah, yeah, of course, like, of course, I'm not. Of course not.
I'm gonna
ease people in. Yeah.
So like for the first like few days, like I'm a person
chill.
Sometimes it's like she doesn't fuck with this person. I'm like fuck. Mm. Like I'm really like funny and shit. But then like, after 3-4 days, I slip up and just say something stupid.
Mm.
Like for instance, I remember chatting to this one girl, I thought was vibing and shit, and then like we was all busting jokes, and she posted a picture, and I was like, ah, let me see your titty. And she was like,
What made you go with that verse?
How long was it?
It was like,
no, how long have you known? Have you known her at that point?
Like 3-4 months.
Months?
My nigga, take a touch.
Shit.
No, but you know,
and Lippy gave the best analogy as well, but yeah. Karen, sorry.
Take a touch, bro.
Wait, no, but you were talking to her for 3 months.
I
want to know how long was he talking to her for?
Oh, we saw like on a, like it wasn't like we're linking,
yeah,
but we was like having conversations here and there.
And
like,
you said, let me see your titty.
No, but I was
okay.
Did you even turn it into that kind of convo first?
No, but we've
this
had
guy is fucking insane.
No, but
I just want to know. How do we get to the titty?
Can I be honest? Wait,
what's this thing called? I'm trying to do a root cause analysis in it. Yeah, what's going on?
That is fucking preposterous.
No, like,
I'm gonna just be honest.
I'm trying to put it into context.
For instance, it's like when you have that kind of repertoire with a woman.
Oh, fuck off.
No, that's not how it fucks.
No,
the right word you wanted to use there was rapport, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I said, they have the right repertoire. Oh, fuck. But all right, cool enough. As I was saying, I felt comfortable enough just to be a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like getting my weird
no,
back.
For lack of a better phrase, I get it.
You know, that's
you were in a serious bag there, though.
No, but like, I promise you, my weirdo bag is what gets me women.
That's the one that's not being used.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, like when I'm just being free balling, like, you know when no, you know wait, you know when you're like on the court, fadeaway jumper, one leg, but no look. It goes in sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, yeah. Sometimes you
and
have to shoot it.
It pulls you
in.
That 9 out of 10, and you're thinking, okay. And I just felt
that's such a high risk shot,
bro. Bro, it's that.
If I was a basketball coach,
yeah, I know you're good. Go on.
And one of my players took that shot, and even if he made it,
human,
I'm gonna say, why'd you take that? Like, I don't care if you made it.
Yeah.
Do you work on that shot? It's not a good shot.
No,
like,
do you work on that shot, bro?
We do have to understand something with people. Yeah, we need to stop doing this thing where, you know, a bad shot is a bad shot regardless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you make or miss it.
Paul George.
Like, no, but it's still a bad shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like,
whether
you make or miss it is irrelevant. It's still a bad shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a bad shot.
It's a bad shot selection.
Do you work on that shot?
No, it's a bad shot. I'll give you an example. When Ronaldo scored that goal against Porto.
Yeah, that was
bad shot. That was a great
goal.
Idea.
Great goal.
It's an amazing goal. One of the best goals of his career.
Great goal.
Bad shot.
Because I was watching that live.
Like Nunes the other day.
Yeah.
That chip. That was a bad shot.
But it went in. But at the same time, what made you go that first?
Yeah.
At that point in time.
That was a horrible shot selection. That was a horrible shot selection.
But when it goes in, you can't say too much when it goes in.
If I was Klopp, I'd say never do that again.
Again?
I'll tell him, I'm only managing this club for another 3 months. I never want to see that again. Wait for the next effort to come in.
I hear it.
That's crazy.
No, because keeper was still up on his feet and
he was standing up. He didn't even bend his knees, pause. Crazy.
I get it. Bad shot, but as going back to the main topic, it was just more of...
What happened off the back of that shot?
Getting back to it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, she was like, oh, what the fuck? I just felt so embarrassed.
Rightly so, as you should.
I can show you 10 women I've said that to.
And it works.
And it's all I have.
But you can't show me 11.
Man, I'm playing low of averages, bro.
I can show you probably... 20 plus, honest to God.
You're insane.
But then that time happened and I was like,
These women are crazy.
I said, oh, my bad. And then
after that.
You ever look at like a message, yeah, and say this would look crazy as a screenshot and someone posted it, no context. posted that, I'm nicked.
You're nicked. Yeah.
Because niggas don't know that I was chatting to her and I was getting the little weird jokes off.
The weird ones off and you're just trying to do the Kool-Aid man thing and just burst through the window. Yeah. That's crazy.
It was my bad at the
my
time.
My shit from Go like, Kick, bro.
It wasn't even a thing where I could say I was drunk.
Usually
it was 10 a.m. in the morning.
10 a.m.
Bro,
this gets worse.
Who's that guy? He was like, every morning I shoot my shot with 100 women. He said, by the time it's 5 p.m., at least 2 replied. He said, that's 2 more than yesterday.
That's 2%.
He said, it's 2 more than yesterday. I'm improving.
You're right.
How can you hate on a nigga that's improving?
That's a 2% success rate, though.
If you're hitting up 100 women and 2 replied, that's fucking poor numbers.
Hey, I didn't say I hit up 100 women, but sometimes...
No, I'm saying my man, innit? What?
Two's more than zero, but still, like, that's crazy.
That's a mad return, bro.
To go 2-400 is nuts, bro. I'll be honest with you. That's crazy.
I just want to drink now.
The first time you played football, could you kick a ball?
Yeah.
Could you score a goal?
No.
You got to practice those shots, bro.
I hear it.
Now you're 5 years deep. You messed up. You messaged.
But the difference,
5 billion.
But the difference is that football analogy don't work though, because the football ain't got a personality. It's not like another entity. It's not another being.
Sometimes that what's that?
Them Jubilani's there.
Jubilani. You need to mind of his own.
Diego Forlan. He was in the conference room stroking that thing. He was talking.
2010.
He was hitting that thing like it was crazy. Like, I hear it.
He's trying to get his 10,000 hours in the wrong way. I don't get it, man.
I'm not saying I was doing it.
No, I'm saying what you're talking about right now. This 2-400 is insane. Obviously not you, but like, don't follow that, man. Yeah. That's a bad shot, bro. Like, yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
How much money is... when you learn someone money?
Mm-hmm.
Or give someone money? What's the cutoff for it being, okay, now you got to pay me back?
I'll say
there's levels to it.
I'll say yeah, you're right.
Two bills, maybe.
Oh, this is a good thing that you put
two bills if it's my actual like blood friend, my proper brethren.
If any of you man was to ask me for money, probably you wouldn't, to be fair.
But cheaper. Shit, nigga, I'm a dollar. I'm ready to break me off.
Are you Ibo as well, innit?
Pause, nigga.
Chino will give me money.
What did I say? Are you Ibo?
Yeah.
Chino, I swear to you, like, Chino, 2 weeks ago, he just came up to me and was like, yo, hold 150. I said, bro, my... for nothing. He said, just in case, rainy day, on my life.
Which camera's on me? That never happened. That never, happened.
Chino, what were you going to say? No. But the thing is, Chino will never admit it. He's just the cool guy, like...
Cool. Yeah. Like, obviously, with you, man, yeah? If you ask me for, like, £50, £100, whatever, I'm not going to chase you for that, innit? Two bills, I'd be like, yo, what are you telling me?
Two bills,
Moses... Let me know what's going on. What's your situation?
Essentially, two bills, and Moses starts asking Alex for my number.
Yeah. Like, at that point. What's going on?
My thing is this, I don't know if we've had, like, 80-something episodes, so we could have obviously spoken about this in the past.
Mm.
I hate when people try to villainize people
for getting money,
chasing money.
Bro, you can't...
But you know what is it?
Or what?
Like, I do hear the thing where
all of this, but only £20. No.
No, but £20...
That's not yours. That's not yours.
But £20 is crazy.
Wait.
What's the thinking behind £20?
No.
It's just an example, but even then, it's the principle.
No.
Don't gaslight me over £20.
Where's the shot? Wait. What's the principle? Where's the shot? School's got principles.
Okay.
No, but I get it. No. But the thing is...
Say less, man.
All right, cool. My one is...
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, dude.
Let me finish this episode and we'll bring you in.
The most dangerous guy in the fucking world, bro.
But we were saying, so no, like, with me, it's like, I'm saying if I lend someone money...
Yeah.
And say if I ask you back, my limit is like £50.
Yeah.
Where I'll say... you got that or something.
Yeah.
And if you say, hard times, I'm going to leave it.
Yeah.
To whenever.
Yeah. Okay.
But when I start chasing you,
that means you're really hard.
Nigga, if I send you 150,
that's
where our friendship's kind of on the line.
Because things
are getting...
Yeah.
I do hear it when people say stuff like,
yeah,
if you're my brethren, you wouldn't draw me out to the point where I have to ask you for it.
Yeah.
Low key.
You get me? They don't put me in that position where now I've got to chase you for
low
pinky.
Low key.
You get me?
Because you could have told me.
You know what it is?
You could have said something.
It's not about the money now. It's about the respect.
You could have just said something. Literally, you just said something.
So I know not to rely on this bread. You could have said something.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have said something.
The worst thing is for me personally is if you tell me, I'm gonna give it back to you in 2 weeks on this date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that date comes and you don't say nothing or you don't give it back.
Yeah.
Bro, why did you tell me that date?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With me, like say with you guys, let's say you come across a mad situation and you're like, bro, I need 250 and I don't know when I'm gonna get it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't even think I'll get it back, but it's just to stay afloat.
Mm.
Because not saying I've got the 250 spare. I'm like, I know I've got something coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's like, all right, cool. Anything other than that, it's like, we've got to sort out a paper plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me a little...
Yeah, little something in it.
Pinky a month.
Clown.
I don't know. It depends though, man. Like, at that point, do they even have an interest in paying you back? I'm just asking, innit? Do they actually have an interest in paying you back?
But like, sometimes it's like, I don't even...
Because how will you force them to pay you back, innit? Do they have an interest in it? I'm saying.
But that's the thing. Like,
I'm going to be real. I'm very good friends with a... debt collector.
Yeah.
Good techniques.
Do you know what? Do you know how I see
that debt?
Do you know how I see it? Yeah. And maybe you get it, maybe you don't. But like, if a good friend of mine, they say I lent you 250 and you don't pay me back and I don't hear anything from you, and you start acting weird, I'm not going to chase you for it. Because in my mind, 250, I get it. But 250 is, in my mind, it's a cheap price to know that this person wasn't going to perform, innit?
To know that you're dirty.
Yeah. Two bills is fine. I'll sleep fine on two bills.
Yeah.
Like, because my thing is, like, it's not even the money thing, obviously, is a factor, but it's more the way you handle it.
Like you say,
if you tell me, yo, G, listen, I ain't got that right now.
Like, with me, cool. Like, when you brought up the situation, I swear to you, I was going to bring it up. Like, with me, I'm in a sticky situation right now.
Mm.
You obviously know the situation.
Mm.
So... Me and the guys, we're all going on holiday.
Mm.
Jem's Big Daddy, he's put on his credit card.
Pause.
No. He big daddy. But it's a group thing. Like if someone pays for something for the group and was in it, your dad for the day.
Yeah.
So then,
call another nigga dad. What would Glenn say?
No.
MY.
But then, so he's paid for it, and he's like, "Oh, can you send me $250 by end of the month?" I'm like, "Cool." So then, his birthday was all up in Newcastle. I was like, "I'm gonna send him the $250 now before we get burst." And I'm burst now, and I send him the $250, whatever. And then WhatsApp group in front of everyone. Whoever hasn't sent the money,
he named and shamed, didn't he?
Named and shamed everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
By the way, for a holiday.
Yeah.
It was for a holiday.
But then I was like, whoa, I sent you $250. My tap shouldn't be like that. He's like, no, you haven't. I had to search on my thing. I said, what the fuck?
I sent
$250 to my hairdresser.
Say less.
Oh my God.
So now, I messaged my hairdresser. Sorry to message you.
What was the distance and time
between that?
Four weeks.
I said to him, she was in her overdraft.
Yeah. So 4 weeks. So now, I messaged her. Like, you know, the thing is, I'm still cool with her, but like, so $250. And then, sometimes she doesn't reply to me. Like, it's always normal that she doesn't reply to me. But I just go to her to get my beard done. So I get my beard done like twice.
I'd have gone to the shop.
So I haven't been in the country.
He's been in Jamaica, innit?
I've been in Jamaica.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So then messaged her and a week goes by and I'm like, send her a second message, still no reply. And I'm just like, fuck. And the thing is, I don't want to go to the shop and be like, I sent you $250 by accident in front of everyone. I hate asking for money back.
Yeah. But
it's like one of those things, I see... the guy that she works with, he goes to this place. I go to the same time, whatever. Then sometimes I chop it up with him, and I went to the place today just to see if he was there. And I'm like, cool, he ain't there.
But it's just frequented.
He's
balling off.
I said the address is just chilling, bro.
You know the ones I'm just trying to bump into that. You know when you bump into niggas all the time, but when you need to bump into that nigga, he's not there.
Bro, guys just outside that shops like Denzel Washington, bro. Just hoping to bump into guys.
We need to legalize that asking for your money back, man. Like it's not
loitering, bro.
But you know what? It's hard. And it's like, I'm the guy, like I'm not rich.
I don't even, the thing is, like what Chido said, I don't even think it's a principle thing. I think it's a, like, fuck principles, bro. Just give me my money back.
She ain't, bro. She's like, it doesn't have
to make it a principle thing.
Like 2 weeks.
Like, where's the Shannon Sharp, bro?
Bro.
School's got principles.
Bro. All now, like, been 2 weeks, still no reply kind
of
thing.
That's crazy.
So it's like, I get that, you know, at hairdressers sometimes they might not check their phone. 2 weeks?
No,
she checked
her phone.
She saw that.
She saw that. Because if I just come to message and say, do you know what? You do my hair so well. Here's $250.
Yeah. She would have seen that.
Yeah.
Exactly. She would have seen that.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah. She would have seen that.
She would have got a notification on her phone to see, money came through.
No, she saw it, bro.
I think I'm a nice guy, so I'm just saying, like, she hasn't.
Fuck that, man.
Because no,
£250.
No, there's literally been times where I've messaged 3-4 times, over the span of a month, 6 weeks, and she replied to the last one. She's like, she's always busy with her hairdressers. Like, she doesn't follow back people, so I'm in the request.
Oh, you got a number?
Instagram.
Yeah, so I'm
not. Yeah, you are not seeing that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like, we've never.
Yeah, man.
Because the first time I messaged her to book an appointment was over Instagram. But she has a number, but I'm not like, because I'm not there every week getting my hair done.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. Like, if it's Instagram, cool, but.
I'm sorry, bro.
You're not getting that. You're gonna have to find that $250 somewhere else. Page.
You're gonna have to hold that one.
Keep it stepping.
That's long. Hey, I'm saying, would you end the relationship?
You literally went to the ATM, took out $250, opened one of the batters in the street, and threw it down there.
Pretty much. Would you not end the friendship? Like, say for instance, like, one of my regents, so they live with someone, a flatmate, whatever, and the flatmate has a good job, whatever, get paid well, right? However, he was like, "Can you front me like rent for
my flatmate?"
Yeah.
How close are we?
Not that close. You only met because you only met because you live together, kind of thing.
But are we really cool now?
Yeah.
Like, could we go places by ourselves?
Yeah.
And like chill.
Yeah, for sure.
So basically, it's my friend.
For sure, yeah. Essentially that. But you're fronting up rent for 3 months.
Who do you think I am?
And
who am I, bro? 3 months.
Is that not? I got you next month for 3 months.
It didn't happen.
Was that? Is that? It's London.
What, in London?
No, no, no.
So I got 6 bags.
No, no, no. For instance, yeah, it's not all in one.
What are you not doing to me, man?
No, no. But imagine, yeah, someone says I need rent for 1 month.
If we can come,
yeah, then the next month happens, and like it was 2 months. And the third month is like...
No, but yeah, they have a good job. They're good for it. You think they're good for it?
Where's the trucks? Where's the trucks? Come on, my aunt. I am ill. Allow me.
Bro, three months.
Nah.
Where's the trucks?
And my brother told me.
Baby, come on, my aunt. Come on, my aunt.
My brother told me. They're asking me for fucking post-it notes to put on the door kind of thing. So they write notes. So my man's like, yo.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget.
3 months.
Come on, bro.
That's like six tracks. That's crazy. That's like six tracks.
3 months.
No. Oh, when I heard that, I was like, what? You paid this?
Nah, where's the trucks? You're getting mad. Can't
you come back quick.
No, you know what it is? You know what it is? Men, we take the piss sometimes as men. Kind of thing. I wouldn't do what my man did. It was a man that did it to my brother, innit? My brother, okay. Girl, kind of thing. But girls, like, you know, they... Some girls, yeah.
Oh, this is girl.
I would even rather do it to a brer.
Oh, but it's a girl.
But it's a girl, yeah.
I would even rather do it to a brer.
I tell you this. Because
how am I going to let this woman think I'm a bum?
Yeah. No, I tell you, no. When guys find that woman, yeah, that they can borrow money off, they do not care.
Yeah.
They do not care.
What does he do for a job? Are they hiring? That? And they go,
I can't make it too specific, innit, kind of thing.
No, okay.
He makes good bread, innit?
Wherever he is, I need to know.
Athlete.
No wonder why he's not feeling this, because Jesus Christ.
But the thing is, you know what? With certain men, yeah, if you give them a yard, they'll take 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
Not
yards.
1,000 kilometers.
No, you're right, though.
But you get it.
But even in this state, though, what? Me doing it in 1 month.
Come on, man.
I don't know what we're showing just then.
If
Rashad,
he is
you,
a freaky ass nigga.
Just 1 month, yeah. 1 month would mean, yeah. Me doing it for you even for 1 month, yeah, would mean that you're one of my closest friends in the world.
Yeah, Hundo.
Not even talking about two, but Hundo. One. Hundo. I need it for free.
This is my advice to all the broke niggas, yeah.
Mm.
Bro, live with your parents.
Do you know what it is, yeah? If you're ever down bad, yeah, just find a woman that's in love with you.
Oh, here we go.
Take out that loan with her and go a long way.
Stop it, man. Stop it, man.
I swear to you.
Okay, here's better advice. Don't listen to this nigga. He's even better advice. Don't listen to this nigga.
Bro, I'm saying when you're down bad, find that woman that's in love with you and get the fuck out of here.
Nah, man.
If you're down bad, message me. I'll give you this number.
Certain men are ruining women's credit scores.
No, taking out
fridges, cars.
Fridges.
Bro, I swear. That's such a real shit, you know?
No, I get it.
They're getting clothes and shit.
If you're broke, here's what you need to do. You need to just find £50 somewhere, buy one of those hot plates, buy a saucepan.
Yeah.
I'll give you Ludo's number.
That's it, done. Yeah. That's it.
If you broke, yeah, real talk, all you got to do is just lock in.
Lock in with what? With what, though?
With a woman.
Just lock in.
Just lock it, figure it out.
No, but you know what's crazy, bro? Because obviously, as not me personally, innit? But men.
Mm-hmm.
Some men. Not us.
Okay.
Some men.
Okay, some guys.
We do well.
Yeah, right? Some guys.
Some guys. Come here.
Some men, yeah, they don't give two shits.
About what?
About a woman's well-being, essentially. It's more so a case of...
What's this?
Whatever was going on in my life.
Okay.
By the way, this is Uncle Ed. This is the craziest guy I've ever met.
How am I sitting here? Still,
you might as well put your legs here.
Put
his knees.
The way he said that is crazy.
Share this mic with me.
Why does this get gayer and gayer, bro? I don't understand.
I said put your knees here.
There's no end to it. It's just infinite gayness, bro.
What do you mean?
Gay, bro. Like, what's 2024, bro?
You know what? You're right. You know what?
Went to Chad Johnson. I'm gay every day.
Do you know what?
What was my bad, man.
I've been gay for years.
You're right. My bad, man.
Certain man likes to take advantage of women, essentially.
Yeah.
Bro,
there's
no threat of.
Don't we all manipulate?
Of violence, bro.
But what final form are you talking about here, bro?
I'm talking about everybody manipulates. Yeah, if we're gonna go deep here, the government manipulates us.
I hear it.
Your girl will manipulate you in her own way. You feel me? Your parents will. So I guess...
Would you manipulate in a way to fuck up someone's credit score, though?
Wait, do you know what Ed sounds like
It's not
right
malicious,
Ed sounded like that nigga that went to jail. he found Allah and he was and he was just like talking barely with his hands.
Must have everyone manipulates, right?
Yeah, everyone manipulates. We're gonna go that way. But no, to fuck up a credit score is crazy. Do you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, straight from the yard. That's card, actually man. Crazy. Taking out a fridge is fucking funny. I'm sorry. That's actually fucking funny.
When
you say my boy, man.
When she told me 3 months.
Yeah.
I said, when you tell me, brother. When she said 3 months, I said, nah.
3 months.
You can't front rent 3 months in London.
That I can't lie. West. 3 months is taking the
West
fucking
money. Well, that nigga loves you, bro.
Yeah, 3 months is taking the fucking money.
That man loves you, bro. I'll do that for my wife. God damn.
Shout out West London, though.
Yeah, but.
Shout out West London. Niggas don't fuck with West London.
This is what? Is this the last bit that I'm on for? Can we. Real quick, I want to talk about old heads and come to music in it.
Oh,
real
quick,
innit? No, we're talking about OGD.
ODZ is one of the best, one of the most talented people in the UK when it comes to producing and hooks as well.
Do you know what my two cents on this?
Go ahead.
Number one.
Should we do a little over explaining what happened?
You can do it if you want.
Yeah, cool. So basically, ODZ was quote tweeted someone.
I forgot what his name is, by the way.
What his name is.
Young Tolls or something, I don't
know.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to gatekeep him, yeah. And he was like, he basically said, this is ass, nigga.
Yeah, what he said in the tweet was, he quoted the guy's tune and said, I'd rather listen to any 016 tune than this kind of thing.
And
cool.
What the guy put out was bonkers. It was like...
line was, my bitch autistic, we spoke a social cue.
And I was like, okay, cool. I said, okay, cool. I'm listening to the music now. But now, OGD has been caught up with the young crowd. Like, oh, you're just an old head hating. And then he said...
OGD, he's 27, I think,
cool. So he's not even like an old...
Is that your age? Yeah.
So then he must have replied, show me your streams or something.
Mm.
Niggas showed up with 6 million streams. Like,
the guy has 6 million streams on one song. Yeah, you saw that. Yeah. You saw it. Yeah.
So now he said, like, as a joke, big bro, like, listen to our album kind of thing. But then that's where, they were saying, things change when you got a few million. And I quote tweeted Dennis. I was like, bro, I can't lie. I would have doubled back and said, that shit is.
Because
they're calling him a hater. Damn right, he hates that shit.
Here's what we have to stop doing. We have to stop doing this thing where whether or not if I say something's not good or I don't like something, it doesn't make me a hater.
No, of course not. Yeah.
We keep doing this thing. This is why the UK scene will never improve, because people want to do this thing where they want to coddle everyone.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
But here,
bro,
I'm going
to just be real. My nigga, that shit was fucking dreadful.
But my thing is,
what do you mean, G? That shit was fucking horrible, bro. That nigga can't rap.
For example, I don't really like any DBE tunes, innit? It's not my kind of sound.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't tweet about it. I won't quote tweet one of their tweets and be like, yo, this shit too packed.
I think DBE have good projects. And I think
they do have a couple good songs on there.
I think DBE had like a 2-year run.
It's not for me.
Really good.
It's not for me.
Even when I would consider them have been good. When they had their run from when they did Any Minute Now with Young Bane.
Yeah.
Then they had Home Alone. That run, that was a good run. That was, even if it's not my scope, it was good music that I can still listen to now.
Yeah.
Swami.
You can appreciate it.
If I was someone to come out and say, whatever them was an album was called,
I'd rather listen to 016 music than listen to this.
It doesn't make me a hater. Having a preference don't make you a hater. Liking something or not liking something to make you a hater.
But,
because if I now turn around and say, oh, you niggas like this nigga, you niggas is dick riders.
The issue is, when you're already big in the music scene and you've quote tweeted someone that's he's what, 21, the YT.
Yeah, he just graduated,
literally from Oxford, by the way. Like he's obviously smart.
Yeah.
You wouldn't ever look at my man and be like, you're a fucking rapper.
Nigga rapping,
This is more of a power dynamic thing though that you're getting at though. Like rather than being a hater, it's just that that person that quote tweeted it, his voice actually means something.
Yeah.
Someone like me...
Feel like he's punching down.
For someone like me, my opinion goes up. My opinion will come and go in the sea of however many comments in it. His actually means something.
Yeah.
That's probably
the quote tweets, bro.
I don't know this brother. The bro who made the tune in it. And listen, the nigga graduated from Oxford, so more power to him.
Shout out him in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You get me? It's actually nice to see...
In that field of his lane.
Bro, it's nice to see niggas going to Oxford and going to these juniors and doing well. Fair play to him, bro. I just don't think he's a very good rapper. Cool, you got 6 million streams.
On one song.
But also...
Still though, 6 million is a lot of streams.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. As much as he can have his opinion, doesn't mean he's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you can say that's him. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it's my opinion.
It's his opinion.
If we all strip naked, we all have assholes.
Excuse me?
We all have opinions.
No, I get where you're going. I get what you're saying, but why did you go that way?
That's a bit of a weird analogy.
Why did you go that way?
Opinions are like assholes.
Are they?
You have one.
Okay.
You get me?
Okay. That's a bit of a weird analogy.
Opinions are like assholes, but we all have one. Someone can hear me, ah, this hating ass.
It was.
Someone can hear me, like, ah, this hating ass, bold nigga.
We acknowledged it. We acknowledged that, though.
Let Alice finish.
No, someone can hear me, ah, this hating ass, bold nigga.
Listen, yeah, bro, nigga, I'm old and hating.
If you don't want to, my thing is this. Listen, but man's not gonna get on the camera and expose what I do when you lot see me off camera.
Yeah.
If you don't want to come have a conversation with me and come see what I do in my field, then
yeah.
I'm good at what I do.
Yeah,
it's true.
Documented, stamped. I'm good at what I do.
Mm.
You don't need to know what it is that I do, but I'm good at what I do.
Yeah,
smart me.
If a nigga says I find a nigga that can do 40 press ups, let's go. I'm calling Atlas.
That ain't even what I was talking about.
Yo,
but...
my guy.
No, we know that, but he's being a lizard.
Find a nigga to do calisthenics, the muscle pull-ups.
Muscle-ups, bro.
I'm going to go further than that. I say, Atlas, do 50 right now.
You must see that nigga on TikTok where he's like, yo, let me get 20 bottles of Douce, 20 bottles of Hennessy. Let me get all the shrimp, put it on his shrimp. Tab. You know what it says? That nigga is fucking funny, man. I've seen that video. But listen, bro, what I will say is this, yeah? The Afro swing thing. Like,
the what?
Yeah,
I don't want to say, wait, Afro swing in 2020.
Yeah,
I had a thing
go on.
For that. I was going to say this.
Go on.
I saw that tweet, actually. Sometimes I dabble on Twitter.
Sometimes are you always there?
I dabble on Twitter.
Hey, how many times have you cancelled on Twitter, by the way, before we continue?
I'm still here, right?
Yeah, there we go.
So I dabbled on, and someone was like, if the Afro swing era was against the US, we would win. I can't lie.
Did you see the 10v10?
9-10.
Oh, bro, they got Travis Scott in there.
I saw Barkin versus Antidote Travis Scott. I said,
come on, bro. Why?
I said, what?
I'm just saying.
That's a serious outmatching. That's a serious one.
Kendrick versus...
Beyond. Bro, calm, man.
What's that
man.
Guy that does the flips and he lost weight, wasn't it?
Dino.
No, the other one. Yeah, the one that does boxing now, isn't it?
Stop talking.
Dino and them, man.
Motorola, that's a tune. What's his name?
That is a tune, though.
What's his name again? The guy that boxes. Swarms.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Awful. I'm sorry. Awful era.
Motorola.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm sorry, bro.
Vegans running.
But let's be honest, because the music didn't have substance, obviously it didn't stand the test of time, innit?
Yeah.
It was still a fun era.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask you a question. Yeah. Can you not name a song from that era that would stand the test of time? Let's say
that
20 years. That's like from the 2016 to 2018. Let's say. Or let's say 015 to
2018. What year did Rimtone come out? No, that was earlier.
Is that stamped on? That would stand the test of time.
Regardless, whether you like it or not, you know this song.
Wait, which
would
song?
Do what I'm doing. I'm just asking. I'm asking, literally. You know
what's happening. Do you have an example?
Yeah, so, okay.
From that era.
So like J-Hus, did you see? Or are we going back?
Is NSG Options Afro Swing?
Say again?
NSG Options.
I guess, but that came out 20.
Yeah, it could be my nigga. I can't lie. Yeah, no, continue. They're your friends, innit? Continue.
Probably
no,
my.
Is it 20 years? You
don't
know what number? Options.
It's a good song.
Okay, no, but put it.
But
no,
20 years.
To answer this question, basically.
20 years.
Yeah,
to answer this question, basically, in a club.
Time,
yeah,
20 years.
In a minimum. Club, if they did a. You know, now they'll play tunes from the 90s.
Yeah.
Everyone's vibes in 2000. So he's based here.
Cool.
If we. 20 years from now, and there's a throwback party. Well, that's old.
I think Options would go.
Nostalgia attack.
Seriously, the only UK song that's standing the test of time. Yeah.
From that era, 2015 to 2018.
You're talking about general?
No, in general.
Really?
Yeah. General.
I'm eager to hear this.
Is I'm Dave Burna Boy Location. That's the only.
That's not true.
Wait, one sec.
From that era or just in general?
Just in general.
That's not true because, wait.
Afro swing,
one sec, one sec.
In general.
I'll tell you why that's not true because niggas will still play Craig David in the club that came out 20 years
that's
ago.
True.
You got a Craig David concert last year.
No,
niggas was at Craig David concert last year.
No, I'm saying from like
2010 onwards, where it's like the new.
Are we counting locations like Afro Swing era?
No. We came out of that category.
Nah, I disagree.
To what he said,
2015 to 2018, which song is standing the test of time?
I don't know. I could be wrong, right? But I feel like the closest song probably be like, for me anyway, probably be My Nine, I guess.
Okay, Jay, that's Young Bane and...
That's Kojo, yeah.
Kojo and Young Bane.
I'd say Did You See.
Did You See? I hear it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I'd say Did You See.
Yeah.
Fisherman with Mostak and J-Hus.
Nah.
I can't remember.
See, we were part of the minivan.
Niggas calling themselves Fisherman. I don't know about all that, bro.
I hear it.
You just come from Jamaica.
Yeah, actually, that and Did You See What I Done? That and Did You See What I Done? Because those two songs left our community.
J House is one of the biggest artists in the UK.
What
is the biggest song from that? What's the song that made J House
get? We missed the song actually.
What was it?
And I'm not even trolling. Big Shaq's tune, innit?
I'm not even trolling.
Nah, I'm not trolling.
Please, before you say what you're saying.
20 years, they'll play that and all of us old heads the reason
why that song did what it did is because Americans thought, what the fuck is this shit?
I'm not denying you. I'm just saying from the 20 years.
Because it was a spoof. If you ask Michael Dapper himself, like, bro, like, what made you go that verse? You'd be like, I'm just bantering.
We're so lucky Sprinter came out and took over, because that would have been the biggest tune.
Because obviously,
Lucky Sprinter came and we're like, okay, that Central Cena.
I don't think that would have been, because eventually...
tune's bigger than that?
No, I don't think that would have been.
I'm
man.
Not saying the man's not bigger than that.
No,
man's
hot. That's the UK. Man's not hot. No, because do you know what? Because like, American people are starting to catch up now. Because people like Central Cena are actually breaking and going over there now.
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty, Central Cena is a much bigger star that we give him credit for.
2015 to 2018, yeah. What song from that era?
I can't remember.
There we go. My Nine ain't standing 20 years, I'll be real.
It's not.
Not on like, some like, personal shit, yeah. 2015 to 2018, I don't remember a thing because the depression I went through is fucking crazy. I'm going to put it out there.
I was so disassociated with UK. I've been so disassociated with UK
and
music.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm going to be honest, since like gigs.
Talking came up, basically, with Abracadabra and Kojo Funds. And then Crept the Corner made a remix to that as well.
It's not really Afro Swing, but it won't stand the test of time, but it's a very good tune. And I wish he stayed on that route instead of doing Joe. Young Bane, Rihanna. If he decided to stay another boy.
That was a big tune.
Because I had a bit, and I got it wrong. And I said the two biggest stars that will come out of the UK would be J-Hus and Young Bane. I got one kind of...
No, but he was shit though.
That was different. He should have been.
And
that was different.
Can I just say something? Tiny Temper, you ruined Young Bane. You ruined Young Bane and you should pay for this. Young Bane was a superstar.
What up?
Anyway,
I'm about to jump off in it.
Anyway, let's wrap this episode up. This is episode 084, I believe. That's the one I'm going to put it out. And love for everyone
for tuning in.
Alice, take us out. I feel weird taking us out, man.
Fuck me. Okay. what episode is it?
084.
Yeah, 84. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. That's anyway.
Right. I was thinking about that, but I was like, don't worry.
Episode 84, Apes on Tapes. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you for joining us. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
We've got a fan over here.
Listen, use the hashtag AOTPod. Thank you for rocking with us, man.
I've been your boy Mo, by the way.
They even thought Mo replaced Chino at one point.
Yeah, bro. Not only do they know who you are, they know who you are to the point that they can request you.
I ain't seen Ed since I was 18, by the way. Huh? I ain't seen Ed since I was 18. Yeah, first time we met, like, literally.
But yeah.
Don't say that, though.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for rocking with us.